This is KCUR 89.3. For many people with diabetes, insulin injections can be maddeningly unpredictable. Sometimes they do a great job of managing blood sugar levels, and other times they don't. Doctors often blame patients' problems on changes in exercise or diet, but a Kansas City researcher thinks the real problem may be with the insulin itself. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Alan Carter didn't start his recent research with any deep doubts about the insulin that people buy in pharmacies. He just wanted to find out how different kinds of insulin compared.
And we thought, well, if we could figure out if there's very subtle differences between the two manufacturing processes, then maybe we can help determine if there is a significant issue for patients who switch back and forth because of insurance formulary restrictions and cost.
While working at MRI Global in Kansas City, he used data from a cutting-edge technique called quadruple time-of-flight spectrometry to analyze 18 insulin samples bought at pharmacies and other suppliers. But instead of seeing what he expected to be minor differences, he was shocked to see that few of the samples appeared to come close to having the insulin concentrations they were supposed to.
And we were really just confused as to why those numbers were so low.
The vials were expected to have 95 units per milliliter of insulin intact. Some had less than half of that. Carter doesn't think there's a problem with insulin manufacturing. It's made, tested, and stored under strict rules. But he suspects there may be a previously undetected problem with insulin that occurs once it reaches patients. Maybe it gets exposed to temperature extremes that make it break down. Maybe it's clumping or clinging to the insides of vials.
Then the question becomes, well, everybody's doing what we know to do correctly. Why is it not giving us the quantity per milliliter that we expect to of the intact form that we were specifically looking for?
Carter's research, which is slated to appear in the Journal of Diabetes Science and Technology, has concerned some diabetes patient groups. But Washington University researcher Richard Ausland says he's not alarmed.
This is quite preliminary, this particular study.
Ausland specializes in diabetes and insulin research and says that the cutting-edge method that Carter used may turn out to be useful, but it's still too new to be reliable.
I would call this sort of a Lamborghini method. It's a very fancy instrument, but it isn't necessarily any better, and it might actually be worse than some other standard methods.
Even if the methods Carter used were reliable, the 18 samples he tested are far too few to tell scientists anything definitive about the insulin supply around the world. Still, Ausland says Carter's research raises important points. Even though insulin is well tested when it's made, there's not much incentive for researchers who create drugs or businesses who sell them to examine the quality of what actually gets in the hands of patients.
Generally, academics don't have an interest in this, and it's not something that the distribution pharmacies have a great interest in either.
Ausland says the Food and Drug Administration monitors storage conditions, but not much beyond that. He thinks more work is needed to explore the possibility of insulin breaking down in the way Carter suspects.
In terms of subtle changes, that's something that we would have to look at with a future study.
Alan Carter acknowledges his study is, at most, a first step, but he's hopeful about upcoming research in this area from the American Diabetes Association and the JDRF, formerly known as the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
The question I have is what if we did happen to see something that is real and does impact patients with diabetes, and we know we haven't really looked at it very deeply.
For now, health experts say diabetes patients should not make any changes to their insulin routines. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.
KCUR is an editorially independent service of the University of Missouri, Kansas City.